Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on The Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. A wise old book editor taught me years ago that every long story needs occasionally what he called a tour of the horizon, a pause in the narrative during which the narrator reviews what is going on off stage, as it were, to make sure the reader keeps in mind the context of what is happening on stage, as it were. Let's do it. Let's put ourselves in the middle of America and do a tour of the horizon. We look west, and we see severe heat waves in which many all-time high temperature records are being set, afflicting the entire western tier of states. In the same area, wildfires have already charred nearly 4 million acres of forest this year, with much worse to come. The fire season, once a couple of months a year, now seems perpetual. One recent Colorado fire revived a seldom-used term in the fire lexicon, a fire tsunami. A wall of flame so high, 300 feet high, moving so fast, that as one firefighting official put it, a human response is ineffective. And desperation caused by water shortages along the drought-starved Klamath and Colorado rivers has reached such a fever pitch that fears of water wars are being openly expressed. Along the Pacific Ocean coast, massive die-offs of shellfish, seabirds, whales, and stockfish continue pretty much unabated from the last Daily Impact report on the subject 2 years ago, titled Pacific Apocalypse, The Great Dying Continues. We look north, and we see the global heat wave has pushed north of the Arctic Circle this year, further reducing the ice pack on the Arctic Sea. It's not a straight line year-to-year reduction, but this year the ice pack is the seventh smallest ever and is nearly 400,000 square miles below average. The Arctic warming and the reduced ice pack are releasing methane, a potent greenhouse gas, from the sea floor and from the permafrost, creating a feedback loop that's accelerating climate change. Polar bears, which rely on the sea ice for hunting, are being pushed farther south by the warming. They're slowly starving and becoming more aggressive. 3 weeks ago in northern Canada, a polar bear began to stalk two young children and killed their father when he tried to protect them. Turning east, we see that sea level rise, coming much faster than anyone predicted, is afflicting Florida beach communities, Norfolk City streets, Virginia farm fields, Barrier Island beaches, and offshore islands. With the new hurricane season a month old, Texas, Florida, and Puerto Rico continue to struggle to recover from last year's monster storms, which are becoming stronger, more intense, and more numerous in the warmer, wetter climate. Look south and see Texas and the deep south suffering through one of their worst heat waves ever, and border agents struggling to deal with the beginning of what could be a tsunami of migrants displaced from Middle and South America by climate change. The same problems of sea level rise and more frequent hurricanes bedevil the Gulf Coast states as well. If we stand on a step stool or raise a periscope to give our tour of the horizon global reach, we'll see fierce heat waves and wildfire outbreaks ongoing right now in Canada, Siberia, Europe, Africa, Japan, Australia, and many offshore marine regions around the world. Personally, I make this tour from a place in West Virginia, where the spring has been wet, the summer mild, where in mid-July the days are warm in the mid-80s and the nights cool, low 60s. Streams and ponds are brimming, fields and gardens lush. It is easy to feel in this favored enclave that is only y'all's end of the Titanic that is burning.
To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, brace for impact.